Kent, I'm sorry I haven't a clue. The antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. And welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us back at the Paris studio in the heart of Theatreland. It's here under the lights of London's West End that our team members have been responsible for many a triumph. And for 50p they'll wash the windscreens of almost any other. Let me introduce them. They are on my left Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. I'm afraid our usual scorer, Samantha, can't be with us today. She's off making an experimental art film with a daring new producer, who I understand is looking for an early release. With good behaviour, he could be out in 6 months. In her stead, please welcome our Scandinavian stand-in, the very glistening Sven. We'll start with a round called Double Feature. It's come to my notice, teams, that the continued crisis in the British film industry is causing producers to embrace drastic economy measures. Cinema-goers will be saddened to hear that many classics are being remade with appalling changes. I understand that Brief Encounters being reshot without the scene where the spaceship lands. They put a steam train in instead. Teams, I'd like you please to suggest some titles of new films likely to be made up from two or more old ones. We'll start with you, Barry.
Well, this is embraced television as well. Of course, University Challenge is being combined with You Don't Have to Be Jewish and called Challenge Hanukkah.
They're putting together Hotel Sahara, The Bill, and Storm Over the Nile, and it's called Tory Minister Resigns.
Dances with Wolves has been combined with Crocodile Dundee 2 to produce a late result, Wolves 1, Dundee 2.
And they're combining ABBA, the movie, with Reservoir Dogs to make Abattoir.
Ten Commandments, Ten Willington Place, and Tender is the Night produce the Three Tenors, and that'll be 30 quid to you, mate.
They're putting together the Gravy Train and the Browning version to make Bisto.
Putting together Fu Manchu, The Lion King, and For the Love of Ada to produce Fu King Ada.
Really? You notice, really.
Gardener's Question Time and King Lear have been put together to make Four Weedings and a Goneril.
On the grounds of taste, the makers of The Big Country have decided not to combine with anyone, but if they did, Oliver Reed would be the star.
They're combining What Every Woman Wants and Free Willy, and I'm bloody embarrassed by that.
Okay. Our next round pickup song will prove beyond doubt that our teams have Rembrandt's eye for detail, Picasso's nose for originality, and Van Gogh's ear for music. Now, teams, DJ Sven will shortly spin some well-known discs on my gramophone, to which I'd like you to sing along. The music will then drop out, and if on its return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean prizes. What do points mean? It's just the thing for the DIY reggae enthusiast. It's a Desmond Dekker workmate. Barry, will you please start us off by accompanying Elvis Presley singing Hound Dog?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. When they said you was high-classed, well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high-classed, well, that was just a lie. You ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't no friend of mine.
You lose all the points you've amassed so far. Graham Garden, would you please accompany Perry Como singing Magic Moments?
Magic moments when two hearts are caring. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. I'll never forget the moment we kissed the night of the hayride. The way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking a sleigh ride. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with.
You were all right. Perry Como came in late. It's your turn. Your turn, Tim. Will you join Kate Bush singing Wuthering Heights?
A bit of the tune, I want it.
Finally, Willie, would you accompany Julio Iglesias singing Begin the Begin?
I feel somebody should.
Yes, a tea. Let's go fast. Quiero ser el gran queen. Quiero volver a empezar. When I begin,
not really, no.
Can't wait to read that.
What does this mean? Si todo se olvida, what's that?
Para volver a empezar. Yo que siempre yo he contigo.
Where are you?
Well, it's slower in proper Spanish.
Our next round is called Complete Quotes. It's based on an old parlor game called Incomplete Sentences, apparently first popularized by Mr. Ernest Saunders. I shall supply the beginnings of some well-known phrases or sayings, Teams, and I'd like you to complete them for me. So, Tim, some famous lines from Casablanca for you. Play it, Sam, play.
The last movement of Shostakovich's fifth piano concerto in E minor and make it snappy.
Willie, here's something pretty stirring. We shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight on the landing grounds, we shall fight in the fields and in the streets, we shall fight in the hills. We shall never...
go near the Germans.
Robert Burns for you, Graham. The best laid plans of mice and men...
seldom coincide.
It is, isn't it? Yes. Barry, Humphrey Bogart for you. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into...
a lamppost.
Shakespeare for you, Tim. Alas, poor Yorick, I knew...
he wasn't well at breakfast.
Short one for you, Willie. E.T. phone.
E.T. phone Bob Hoskins and tell him to shut up.
Graham, the king asked the queen and the queen asked the dairymaid, could we have some...
three in a bed sex romp.
Well, this is fun. First time in 22 years. So we'll have some more of those, eh? Here's one open to you all now. And it's a far, far better thing that I do than...
Anderson Country.
How about this one? Go ahead, punk, make my...
quiche.
And finally... genius is 2% inspiration and...
99% arithmetic. We've got some accountants in.
Right, we have a round now. I can use me buzzer in this one. That's nice. Because I haven't used it for weeks. Sits there. Waste of time. Bringing it along. Our next round is entitled Critics Forum. It was once said that a critic is an opinionated man who knows the way but can't drive a car, as opposed to an opinionated man who can drive a car but doesn't know the way. That's a minicab driver. In this round, Teams, I'd like you to take the parts of critics who are in two minds about a TV program of my choosing. When you hear this... it's a sign for you to be very positive about it. And when you hear this, it's a sign for you to be very negative. And when you hear this... it's a sign that our friend Sooty is reading the shipping forecast. Barry and Graham, please, I'd like you to start with your programme and its University Challenge.
Well, it's wonderful to see that old programme back on the air after so many years, as fresh as a daisy.
Welcome return. An old hardy annual. What about the new chairman? And what about Jeremy Paxman? What about Jeremy? Where does he get off? Boorish and impatient and rude to those nice students.
Yes, he doesn't give them a chance. No, obviously, no, he doesn't know any of the answers himself.
And this is what it needed. It needed...
it does. That, that air of danger
puts
about
puts them
it.
On their mettle. They have puts to react them on very mettle. Quickly to him. Very quickly to him.
And what charming young people they get on the programme.
They do indeed. Or used to.
They used to in the old days. Bamba was running the ship. No, then it was a programme.
Then it was a programme.
It was a challenge, and they came from university, and that was it. And what a brilliant idea to use the same title this time.
Indeed. And so it surges ahead as if it had never been away.
But it had, you know.
Thank you. Your turn now, Tim and Willie. Your program is Have I Got News For You?
What a great program, Will. Eh?
What? Oh, you're starting positively, are you?
Only because the bell went and
went. Oh, I see. It is absolutely splendid.
Yeah.
I know. A gallery. Fresh.
Angus
young,
Deaton. Angus Deaton. Good. Deaton. Good or what?
Angus Deaton. Deaton. Very hard.
Sorry,
to where to put the knife in? A man with a tiny head. Yes, his minute head. With his enormous shaggy body. Angus Deaton on somebody else's body with his small head.
Should he like his own jokes quite so much in that way?
Well, he reads.
I think he should, because
really
they're bloody
well.
Good.
He reads them off the autocue tremendously well. I don't think anybody. A master of autocue reading.
What is autocue?
Ian, what?
He never uses autocue, does
well,
he?
Well, no, they have scripts in front of them all the time. The whole thing is scripted. And very well scripted for an ad-lib show. In
absolutely.
Excellent.
On the other hand, we might be bitter because we're not making quite as much money.
No, I am.
And we're whinging on about them, but on the other hand, it is rubbish.
It is absolutely rubbish. Ian Hislop, the elf in sight bite.
Yes.
and Paul Merton, which you can only reach by going through tooting, yes.
Is great.
No, I think it's a top.
It's up to the minute.
It's up to well, after about 3 days.
Do we have a hotel? And you'd never know it. You'd never know it. I'm listening.
No,
it could have been done last year, and in fact, it was done last year extremely well.
The guests are tremendously exciting people.
No, they're not.
Pudding manufacturers.
They've just had to.
And at the same time,
it's not.
Well, it's now. Oh, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. And I notice we've been inundated with a letter from our regular correspondent, Mrs. Trellis, who's writing in her capacity as patron of the North Wales branch of the Paranoid Amnesiacs Trust. Her letter reads, "Dear sir."
Sir.
Yours faithfully, Mrs. Trellis. Yes, I know you're talking about me behind my back. Okay, teams, before we start the game, I must warn you that North London rules apply this week, so contraflows are inverted and to avoid...
How north is North London, then?
You're going to start during the introduction, are you? Can't even wait for the game to start.
Best to get it
quibbling
on
about
would help
raising nitpicking little points about it. He does it all the time.
Well, how much of North London?
North London, you know where North London is.
Hadrian's
Wall.
Out
the door, turn it. Keep going. And anyway, teams, to avoid triangulation, Dollis Hill will be wild.
Be none too pleased all week.
Right.
Dollis
now.
Hill in North London, that's a good.
Yeah.
Dollis Hill is in North London, yes. It's just down the road from North Finchley.
Good heavens.
And you can't get more North London than North Finchley.
Even more north.
Unless you go to South Finchley.
Very true.
Okay. We'll start with you, Tim. Let's get it over early.
No. Mornington Crescent, Hounslow.
Ah.
This is near the airport. That's very good. I like that.
A40.
Yeah. Neaston High Road.
Sorry?
Neaston High Road.
How far north do you want to go? That's Alaska. That's the Ice Age finished. The Ice Age, the country of Britain stopped in Neaston, quite rightly.
Sort of
the Ice Age had taste.
Come on, make a move, make a move.
All right. Lower Regent Street. Well, that's north, isn't it?
Yes, you can still have north.
Of the Thames, yeah. But if
you don't
Hill's
have to stay in the north, it's just that North London rules apply. I mean, the North London rules can apply to East London.
When you say contraflows are inverted again, I shall wrench in my hat.
You're tempted, aren't you,
Hans? And don't forget and put it on like you did last week. Dollis Hill Wild, wasn't it?
It's not your turn.
No, sorry, and little interjection. Dollis Hill Wild.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Graham?
Dollis Hill.
Mason Street.
Holloway Road.
Hmm. Kensington Church Street. Ever popular in a game like this?
Dollis Hill.
Dollis Hill, then.
You?
Yeah.
He can go. Dollis Hill.
Anyway,
is this what they call Dollis Hill, mate? It's a North London standoff.
I'm afraid it is.
We're gridlocked in anyway with this now.
Yeah.
Not.
No, there's a way out.
There is.
There is.
There is a way
being
out.
Being?
Head south. Battersea High Street. South to the river.
Yeah, but he's put...
Where men are men.
Yeah, he's put you back in. Yeah.
Dollis Hill.
Dollis Hill.
I can't do it again, though, can I?
See, what? Well, you can't strike out now.
Head south.
Yeah.
It's my advice to you.
You can't. Look.
I wasn't far south enough.
Oh, Lord. Lupus Street.
That's gone north again. Oh, well.
No, not after Dollis
Hill. It's not dangerous. It's all right. It's all right.
Lupus Street. Lupus Street. Dollis Hill.
Mornington Crescent.
Yes! It's now time for a round of limericks. As usual, teams, I shall provide each of you with an inviting opening, which I'd like you to complete, taking one line each. Tim, we're going to start you.
Hello.
That miserable bloke, Friedrich Nietzsche.
Had one most extraordinary feature.
He used it to pester.
A fat tart called Esther.
But it luckily didn't quite reach her.
Barry, an opening line for you. In the pub with St. Thomas Aquinas.
I was rapidly struck by his shyness.
When I said, it's your shout,
he quickly ran out.
Well, that was a bit of a minus.
Willie, here's your line. A habit of René Descartes.
He just runs through the alphabet there. A habit of René Descartes was to eat very large baked bean tarts.
He became quite a cult.
With the melodious result...
that is now number 8 in the charts.
Finally, for you, Graham, a little known fact about Plato.
He invented the concept of NATO.
The Swiss Army knife.
The inflatable wife.
And the trouserless jacket potato.
Well, Sven's been keeping the score meticulously all this time. And we move on to a new musical... new musical round called Waltzing Colin. Teams, I'd like you each to sing a well-known contemporary song, but in waltz time. As usual, you'll be accompanied on the piano by Colin Sell, who tells me that his main musical influence is a Middle Eastern in origin. Mostly Shiite. about Tim and Willie, and your song is Great Balls of Fire.
Shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
Come on, Connie, keep up.
Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my wheel, but oh, what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I laughed at love, cause I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Right, Barry and Graham, your song is Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. Dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teachers leave them kids alone.
Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone.
In all, it's just another brick in the wall. All in all, it's just another brick in the wall.
Good round then. We are fast approaching the end of the show, but it's just time, I think, to fit in a round of Highland Film Club. So, teams, before Sven and I begin to blow on our pipes, perhaps even toss a cable or two, I'd like you please to suggest some titles of films likely to be popular with an audience of Scottish cinema goers. We'll start with you, Graham.
Crocodile Dundee.
License to Kilt.
Into the Clockwork Spawn.
Doctor New.
Roger Vadim's and God Created Mrs. McTavish.
Everdees for Seven Brothers. Last Tango in Porridge. This'll be the day. Sporran Correspondent. Look Back at Angus.
Four Far from the Madding Crowd. An Inverness of the Turbaville.
McGonagall with the Wind. What's up, Dr. Finley?
Well, as the burnished chariot of fate is wheel clamped by the traffic warden of eternity, I notice that we've run out of time. Join us again next week when we'll be in Chester. Meanwhile, from the teams, Sven and myself, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.